Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. Just 2 weeks after vowing to stay neutral, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is expected to officially endorse John McCain for president today. As we approach Super Tuesday, endorsements are dominating the headlines, but the race isn't over yet. Converged on the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley last night to make their case before voters in one last debate. L.A. Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz was there.
Much of the news from yesterday's sparring Republican campaigns didn't come from the much-hyped CNN debate, but from key endorsements secured before the debate even started.
John McCain is the most qualified candidate to be the next commander-in-chief of the United States. He is an American hero.
After announcing that he was pulling out of the presidential race, Rudy Giuliani endorsed Senator John McCain. Soon after, a close associate to Governor Schwarzenegger let it slip that the governor was also endorsing McCain. Both endorsements will undoubtedly help McCain in California, where the latest polls put him 13 percentage points ahead of Romney. But if McCain is indeed the front runner, he didn't act like it last night.
The only rules tonight is that there are no rules.
After CNN's Anderson Cooper introduced candidates Ron Paul, Mike Huckabee, John McCain, and Mitt Romney bickering with Romney about comments Romney made about the war in Iraq.
That's not what I said. We don't want them to lay in the weeds until we leave. That is the actual quote, and I'm sure fact checkers.
What does that mean?
Two issues important to Californians, the environment and illegal immigration, became talking points for both frontrunners. On the environment, McCain applauded Governor Schwarzenegger's efforts to target greenhouse gases. Romney stressed shaking the country's addiction to foreign oil, but discouraged the use of government mandates on emissions without involving countries like China and India to do the same. On immigration, the LA Times' Janet Hook pressed McCain about his support for a bill that would have given illegal immigrants amnesty.
If your original proposal came to a vote in the Senate floor, would you vote for it?
It won't. It won't. That's why we went through the debate. No, I would not, because we know what the situation is today. The people want the border secured first.
Romney took the issue a step further by supporting immediate deportations for those who illegally came to the U.S.
Under the ideal setting, at least in my view, you say to those that have just come in recently, we're going to send you back home immediately. We're not going to let you stay here. You just go back home. For those that have been here, let's say, 5 years and have kids in school, you allow kids to complete the school year, you allow people to make their arrangements, and allow them to return back home.
Republican blogger and party regional vice chair John Fleshman thought there was no clear winner in the debate, but something surprised him.
John McCain went into this debate as a front runner, so I was quite surprised that Governor Romney was not on the attack.
Fleshman was impressed with both McCain and Mike Huckabee's answers in the debate. He didn't think California Republicans would be swayed either way from this event, leaving many still undecided with less than a week to go before the primary. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz in Simi Valley.
So how did this debate play with Republicans? Reporter Tamara Keith watched it with one group of young GOP voters at our bureau in Sacramento.
The young Republicans of Sacramento Valley planned to meet at a downtown bar to watch the debate. The debate was on TV, but there was just one problem. All the TVs in the bar were stuck on mute. So a dedicated trio of debate watchers moved their party to my office.
And having such strength in our own military,
they sat around a conference table, very intently watching and listening to what the candidates had to say. Sacramento State student Curtis Vandermullen came to the debate a McCain supporter. Club president Shane Starr backed Huckabee. And Chris Angle was undecided. The 90-minute debate didn't change their minds. Here's Shane Starr.
They are all very similar in their policy structures. I mean, they all word it differently, but in the nitty-gritty of it is they all pretty much want something very similar.
So who won the debate? Even though Huckabee had to struggle for airtime, Curtis Vandermullen agreed with his fellow young Republicans, saying the former Arkansas governor did the best job.
Huckabee won hands down, especially some of his comments that he brought in, really far-reaching things like education and health care, and those things that he said were important as a governor.
Shane Starr says Huckabee rose above the bickering frontrunners.
People want change. People are tired of the politics. People are tired of what continuously goes on in Washington. McCain and Romney, it's all you see. It's the same thing, and they're doing it to each other, what the Democrats try to do to Republicans and us them.
Commercial banker Chris Angle says for him, the deciding factor in this election will likely be which candidate can beat the Democrat come November.
And in this next election, it's going to be very important to get independents on your side, and I think McCain can do that. I think he may be the only Republican who can do that, and for that reason, I think he's most electable.
All three liked that the candidates supported California's right to set its own rules for greenhouse gas emissions. And on most of the issues, they found themselves agreeing with the leading candidates. Mostly, they seemed to relish the idea that their votes next Tuesday do actually matter. Chris Angle.
In the past, it's just been initiatives. There's been initiatives on the ballot. So you look at those, and then it's pretty much, well, okay, they pretty much already decided who the Republican nominee is going to be. So you don't really give that too much thought.
This time, with the early primary, Starr and Vandermullen say it's more important to think about their votes.
It gives us an opportunity to actually get out there and really reflect on the different candidates.
Being a closer race and being more important, you know, with this Tsunami Tuesday, as I've termed it, makes it more important in actually examining the issues for the candidates, and it's perhaps less of a popularity contest.
For the California Report, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.
The man Republican candidates are hoping to succeed was also in Southern California yesterday. President Bush visited the Robinson Helicopter Company in Torrance, where he extolled the bipartisan economic stimulus package pending on Capitol Hill.
The whole purpose of a stimulus package is to have something robust enough to make a difference, temporary enough so that we can balance our budget over time, and simple enough to be effective.
Robinson exports most of the helicopters it produces, and the president urged Congress to pass stalled trade treaties with Colombia, Panama, and South Korea. You can catch up on all our election season coverage at our website, californiareport.org. Finally, today, Stanford is getting the books, papers, and artifacts that once belonged to famed paleontologist Stephen Jay Gould of Harvard. Why Stanford? The San Jose Mercury News reports Harvard wasn't interested in developing hypermedia editions of Gould's massive collection. Stanford researchers promised to digitally show the far-flung source material that once inspired Gould. That's the California Report for Thursday, January 31st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995, and the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, a new website rating hospital quality in California at calhospitalcompare.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals, institutions, and advisors reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.